Now let's hear from Hiram Cook, another Dutch Neck resident.
Thank you, Judy. Hello. As Judy mentioned, I am Hiram Cook. I was born in 1861 and raised in Dutch Neck. You may have heard Judy mention me a few minutes ago as the first president of the West Windsor Volunteer Fire Company. I was also president of its predecessor, the West Windsor Mutual Fire Insurance Company, from 1917 through the 1930s. Although the insurance company is long gone, it pleases me to see how the fire company has grown from its bootstrap beginnings into the invaluable organization that West Windsor relies on to this day. Start walking down Village Road East toward Dutch Neck School. As you do so, look to the houses on your right. Dutch Neck has been home to some familiar names for centuries, the Bergens, Voorhees, and so on. I'm proud to include the Cooks as one of those mainstays. Every property on your right was once a cookhouse. So too were the houses on the dead end of South Mill Road. In fact, look at the first house on your right, the one near the intersection and with the big porch, right across the road from the old general store. That was the home of my son Fred, who also helped found the West Windsor Volunteer Fire Company. Fred was one of a dozen children I raised with my wife, Carrie. He built this house with his wife, Maud, in 1914, and lived in it for the next 40 years until his death. I call this Cook's Corner, our family's slice of Dutch Neck. However, not everything was a Cook property, of course. I remember the Adams family in the general store across the street. The Bowers lived in the house right next to it. Then we have the Posts and the Hutchinsons and the Wyckoffs, a few houses down from them. I also remember Harvey Applegate himself, as both the fire company chief and the local blacksmith, who lived next to the old Jacob Bergen Tavern on South Mill. Except for 412A, Village Road East, every house on the left is at least a century old. The same goes for nearly every house on the right. All evoke the memories of generations past. I have fond recollections of my neighbors. We went to church together. Our children had class together. During the summers, we shared our harvests, and during the winters, we shared our hearths. When paved roads and electric lights came to town in the early 1900s, we marveled together. And when relatives passed, everyone sent their condolences and provided support. Everyone knew their neighbor in Old Dutch Neck. My favorite house is 413 Village Road East, the one with the dormers and the tall chimney. In fact, I built it myself in 1907. I operated a plumbing, farm machinery, and heating business in the barn behind this house, which served the community for decades. In 1893, I became an elder of the Dutch Neck Presbyterian Church. I was also the superintendent of the Sunday school from around 1901 until my death in 1933. However, my longest-held position was as the official township clerk for most of the years between 1893 and 1932. But enough about me. Pause this recording until you get to the Windsor Chapel on your right. When you are standing in front of the white house that sits directly across from the Dutch Neck School's parking lot, you can resume. Look at the tall white house. This was William Rosell's farm in the early 1900s. Just the sight of this building is enough to take me back to the old days, to the dust sitting on top of a pile of potatoes, the hay on the back of a wagon, to the owls hooting on a summer night. Do you hear that? That's a Rosell staple. The Rosells raise turkeys from little balls of fluff to fully grown toms and hens. There were hundreds of them, and doubtless they provided entertainment to school children walking by. Sadly, after William died in 1956, the family gradually gave up the farm, and the turkeys were the first to go. And so too must I depart to hand this tour back to your main narrator.
Thanks, Hiram. In 1978, the old Rosell farm was purchased from the Kaplan family by the Windsor Chapel, an evangelical congregation that had formed a few years prior. They had previously worshipped at Maurice Hawk School, like many other West Windsor-based religious institutions. In fact, the 1960s and 1970s was when several other houses of worship got their start, including St. David the King Catholic Church on Village Road West, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church on Princeton Heights Town Road, and Congregation Beth Haim on Village Road East, which we'll explore in a bit. The Windsor Chapel soon set out to restore the barn and turn it into their new house of worship. After over 1,000 hours of work by the congregation, the first service was held in January of 1980. The building has since been expanded and continues to serve many West Windsor families to this day. Now, look across the street and play the next chapter. We'll be exploring another institution, the Dutchneck School.